Hello, welcome to our podcast. My name is Gerald Ramos, and joining me today are my co-hosts. Could you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I am Austin Ellis.
And hey, I'm Anthony Sperry.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about true crime. So we're going to start off with a quote. As Albert Fish once said, "None of us are saints." This quote can especially apply to the man himself, who also said, "I like children, they are tasty." Today, we will be talking about a very sadistic man named Albert Fish.
Yeah, this guy was very well known in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He has been known as the Gray Man, the Werewolf of Wisteria, the Brooklyn Vampire, and so ever how many names that they've given to him, but there were quite a few. He was very widely known.
So, to start us off, our story begins with an ad from Edward Budd.
So, an 18-year-old boy posted an ad back in the late 1800s, and a man named Frank Howard responded to the ad. It was, Edward Budd was looking for some work because he just turned 18 and he wanted to make his place in the world, grow up into an adult. And so a man named Frank Howard responded to his ad and offered him a job to work on his land. And he also even offered a job for one of Edward Budd's friends. So a couple days go by after his initial response, and Edward Budd and his family are expecting him to come to their house and pick them up for the work, and he doesn't come. So they write him a letter just to remind him that all this is happening. And so then he writes back apologizing for not being there, and he comes over for dinner that evening. And so they talk over dinner about the work they're going to do. And Frank Howard makes an unusual request of the family. So he requested that before he could take the boys to work, he was actually going to his sister's birthday party, and he would like to take Edward Budd's younger sister, Grace Budd, to this party. Note, this was like an older gentleman, and Grace Budd was about 10 years old, I believe. And so, that wasn't very unusual back then, but it's very unusual for nowadays.
I was about to say, that doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah.
Taking a woman.
Just taking a little child to this birthday party as his plus one.
But I think we need to add that he was, like, noted by the Budd family that he was very well groomed. He didn't seem off in character at all to them at the time.
Yeah, that's why the parents actually approved of Grace Budd going to this party.
Yeah, he was very apologetic. He was good with his, like, pleases and thank yous.
He was very well spoken.
Yeah, very well spoken.
And so anyways, continuing on with this story, they do go to this birthday party. I don't know exactly how it went. I think they probably had a pretty decent time.
Nothing weird
happened or anything, I don't believe. But then afterwards, Grace goes with him to a property he owns, I assume. And so he tells her to stay outside of the property, right? He goes up to the second floor, and he strips down naked. Oh. And then he tells her to come inside.
I remember reading about this. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah. And so he tells her to come inside and come upstairs. And she walks in, and this older gentleman is just completely naked. And she starts, like, freaking out a little bit.
Well, we can assume.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I assume. There are some details that we know for certain reasons that we'll get into later. But, so some details that we do know about it is that he was completely naked, and he continued to strangle her and kind of touch her in inappropriate ways, and eventually leading to him killing her.
Yeah, this guy is, he's a real piece of work.
And this man named Frank Howard is actually, that's actually not his real name, because this family starts getting concerned where their daughter is, because she's been missing for a few days now, and they can't get a reach of this guy named Frank Howard, so they have the police investigate it, and this guy named Frank Howard actually doesn't exist.
Yeah, he is not on the books whatsoever.
It turns out his name was actually Albert Fish, and he's been wandering around the United States.
Yeah, this man named Albert Fish, who was claiming to be Frank Howard, is actually a very mentally ill man with a disturbed past.
He prefers to be called Albert, but I'm fairly certain that his first name, like, his real name is Hamilton.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
But he didn't like it because he got made fun of in some manner.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the nicknames were called, but he preferred to go by Albert. Okay, so now that we have gotten the brutal fate of Grace Budd out of the way, we should talk about the man himself, Albert Fish. He did not have a very good childhood at all. He came from a long line of mental disorders. One of his family members had religious mania, I believe, which is basically just extremism, but religious. So she would see visions and all sorts of stuff that would make her do things.
His brother was also sent to a state institute, and his mother would also see hallucinations a lot.
Oh, that's fun. But yeah, as he was growing up, his father tragically passed away and left his wife or Albert Fish's mother with four kids to handle, which is not a good situation whatsoever.
Yeah, whenever like a parental figure dies and one's just left with all the kids, and you don't make enough money to support all of them, you're gonna do what any sane parent would do, and you're gonna probably give them up for adoption or put them in a home or something.
She wasn't sane. She had
hallucinations. Yeah, she wasn't very sane, but in this instance, she was right.
Yeah, financially, that would not be very good. But so, long story short, she sent them all off to an orphanage, and where he grew up for 6 years or so, I believe.
Yeah, 6 or 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7 years until she could become financially stable, right? And so while he was there, he would receive beatings, lashings, almost religiously.
Yeah, he would be whipped very often, almost every day.
Yeah, the orphans around him would often make fun of him because during those beatings, he often got erections and was turned on, quote unquote.
And this is where basically the start of his inflicting pain upon himself and others inflicting pain upon him started to grow on him, and he wanted more and more pain. And I'm not the brightest guy, but I'm pretty sure that's not a good sign.
No, yeah, it's definitely not a good sign. But once he was back with his mother, he started showing signs of like sadism, inflicting pain on others, liking pain. And he, I believe he had a homosexual relationship with a newsboy, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a press boy. And that's where he had gotten the liking of eating excrement or drinking urine. And that...
You know, not very good signs.
Yeah, it all just started spiraling out of control there.
We're sorry to interrupt this podcast, but we have a quick advertisement. Are you looking for a deal on food during the week? Well, stop down by your local Constantino's Price Chopper Deli in Kearney for a deal on Tuesdays. You get an 8-piece fried chicken, 2 1-pound sides, and 4 rolls only for $12. Stop by on Tuesdays to get this amazing deal.
I'm not going to lie, that chicken actually sounded really good. But anyways, back to Grace and her family. The parents actually didn't figure out what happened to her until like 7 years after the fact, in which Albert Fish sent a letter to the family on how she died and how he killed her, and also that how he acquired the taste for it. And so where he acquired the taste for it was he went with a couple of his buddies down to Hong Kong. He ended up getting drunk, and surprise, surprise, they missed the boat back. And while they were down there, they were stuck with the poor. The poor would a lot of times capture children and eat them and sell them for meat. And so he got the taste for human flesh down there. So when he came back, one of his buddies actually went out and captured a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old boy. And he would beat them a lot during the night just to tenderize their meat. And he ate them. And I quote one of his, in his letter, he says, "First, he killed the 11-year-old boy because he had the fattest ass, of course. It had the most meat on it." And so he, he ended up eating them after the fact.
And so after that incident happened, he continued to make multiple attacks throughout his life. Some he's directly confessed to. He claimed to kill a child from every state, actually, which he was proud to achieve. But he actually only confirmed 3 murders and went on trial for them. How he was captured by the police was this letter was actually a big part of it. It was sent to Grace Budd's parents, and so the police actually started to become more actively involved in the cases and the areas around it just to start linking him with other cases and try to capture this guy. Eventually, they found somebody matching his description. A janitor told them that he was staying in a building near there, and he kind of ratted the Albert Fish out.
At the boarding house that he was staying at, he claimed that his son had sent a letter for, I mean, not a letter, a check for his money, and the police just waited there, I believe.
Yeah, the police just waited there for him, and they asked him to come in for questioning at their headquarters. And at first, he cooperated, but it turns out that when they got out into the street, he actually tried to attack the officer. So then he was arrested at that point. After he was arrested, he confessed to all these murders. He pled guilty.
Yeah, he
they
he
did also- lots of tests on him and stuff. And some x-rays that they did on him revealed that he actually shoved needles into his pelvis.
And he shoved it in between his groin and his rectum, and he shoved it so far up there that he would lose the needles. And the x-rays showed in between 25 to 30 needles, somewhere around there.
Yeah. That's a lot of pain.
Yeah, and I believe that he also drove nails, not just needles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just big iron pieces in your pelvis that must just feel great.
Yeah, he was just walking around with it, strutting his stuff.
Yeah, he had had those in for quite a while because he was just going off doing his business like a normal human being with metal stuck into his pelvis.
Well, we have to recapture that he is a sadist, so he does enjoy inflicting pain and receiving pain from others, and it's a pleasure for him. But during the case, he pled insanity, but that did not help his case very much. Even though the state did agree with him that he was insane, like clinically insane, they still put him to the electric chair for what he had done to all of those children. And at the end, like whenever he is like put right on the electric chair, he said that it would be the most pleasurable act of all, and that it would be something that he has not experienced yet, and that was his final words before inevitably being put down. Thank you for listening to our podcast about the serial cannibal Albert Fish.
Tune in next week to listen to our podcast about how Ted Cruz is actually the Zodiac Killer.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope to see you very soon.